This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? In our last episode, we discussed using milestones instead of goals. Goals are too static, they don't give the same amount of feedback, and they don't fit into the idea of your journey through your story. It's not easy figuring out what you're going to do and how to get there. Milestones do. But what are those individual milestones? How do we know which ones are the ones we do first, last, or at the same time? We start at the end. We have our story, and our story has some kind of end. That is our destination. Ask yourself, what major steps does it take to get to that step? They don't have to be one right after the other, but just requirements to get to an end. Take those steps and ask the same question. What steps does it take to get to that step? Then repeat until you cannot break your steps down anymore. Let me give you an example. I wrote the story of this podcast back in episode 8. I have a few destinations, depending on how you look at the story. My end game is getting a sustainable podcast that changes the world by helping and supporting creative indies do their work. There's a core task there. I need a podcast. My destination is getting a podcast up and running. Along the way, I had a few big milestones. I need a podcast hosting platform, a website, email, communications, and of course, episodes. Each one of those is also a destination, but a closer one than the overall destination of an operational podcast. I can split each of those into smaller destinations. To make a website, I need to register a domain, find and purchase hosting, install WordPress, design the site, and add content. I break those down farther and keep breaking those down farther still until I have a true task that I can do. For registering a website, I come up with a list of names, check which ones are available, and then register it. Those are actions I can and will do. If you're not familiar with it, there's a technique called mind mapping that is a great way of getting this all out on paper. It really is nothing more than a tree-like diagram of all your destinations and tasks. There are several apps and sites for doing mind mapping electronically. But for this, I tend to sit down with a cup of coffee, a pencil, and my notebook. For me, that works best. In the show notes on the Slice of App Pie website, you can find a photo of my notebook mind mapping the show out. When you are done with this exercise, your tree will have a lot of leaves. These are your tasks. You'll find a couple of things true. Some tasks are dependent on other tasks. They may be sequential and more vine-like than tree-like. I need to write a draft of an episode, edit it, record it, edit the recording, and post the podcast. On the other hand, my marketing efforts don't depend solely on episode content. Social media promotion can be done parallel to the workflow of the episode's production. I could write memes, for example. Then we get to scheduling tasks and milestones, what often are called deadlines. When we talk of the deadlines and goals, I remember the immortal words of the author Douglas Adams of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I love deadlines. I love the sound they make, whooshing by. It's easy to make a goal or task for myself with a certain time frame. It's also easy to let it whoosh by. What can I do to keep the goal from whooshing by of not getting done? How can I keep myself honest with my goals? We link it to our story. Our story gives us an idea of the consequences. By knowing the consequences through our story, we keep the goals to something we can do. We also do something smart goals don't do: prioritize. In my experience, everyone gets more goals than they can actually accomplish. All the goals might be attainable on their own, but some are more important and valuable than others in the present. By picking on them first, you help yourself by giving yourself less to do. I said earlier there are vines and branches on your mind map. Vines are sequential, dependent tasks. Branches are parallel tasks. The vines on your trees of dependent tasks must start with the first leaf. Let's take a podcast production as an example. I come up with a topic for a podcast, research it, write a draft script, edit the draft script, record, edit the recording, and post it. I can't edit a recorded podcast without doing all the steps before it. With an exception I'll get to in a minute, episodes are individual branches on the tree. I can do those in parallel. The steps of production for episode 8 and 9 are completely the same, but one does not depend on the other. They are parallel processes. For two parallel processes, I can schedule different start times and be at different steps in the process vine that branches from there. I'm writing this episode while recording episode 9, editing episode 10, and posting episode 5. How I schedule things is based on circumstances. I can write anywhere, but edit and record only in certain places and times. With podcast writing, however, there's a wrinkle. My content might depend on each other. In that case, research and the first draft are dependent on each other. I schedule drafts as the first thing. For 3 weeks before I even bought a microphone, I wrote the first 8 episodes, since many of them depended on each other. Then I started recording one at a time. As I mentioned in the last episode, I use Google Calendar to schedule my time. I don't make a deadline. I make an appointment to do something. There is more commitment in an appointment than a deadline. Think about it. Do you feel worse if you fail to meet someone for coffee or fail to buy coffee? Same with deadlines and appointments. Appointments can disappoint. With my mind map tree in place, I lay that out as a series of appointments. The first steps of the dependent ones, then more parallel ones, then the next steps in the dependent processes, and so on. What's great about an electronic calendar is I can change an appointment. I'll also know how much that means I have to change all the other appointments as well. This might seem like a lot of work, but I find it's the least labor-intensive system for goal setting and tracking I've ever found. After the podcast launch, I'll have 4 or 5 things to schedule over a week, and things become an easy pattern to follow. If you have a world where you can make things on a certain day, do so. The rest of my world is a bit more chaotic, and I will regularly shuffle appointments over a period of a week. We've got a story, goals, and a schedule to get them done. Time to get started with the blank screen, sheet of paper, or canvas. Like many people, I get stuck here. In our next episode, I'll discuss one way to get yourself not only unstuck, but have a lot of fun at the same time. Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.